On behalf of the National Safety Council, the Safe Communities America Network, and the Pan-Pacific Safe Community Network, I designate Santa Rosa County, Florida, a safe community. Congratulations.
That's Donna Stein-Harris, the National Safety Council's Senior Director for Safe Communities America, addressing the Santa Rosa County Commission Thursday morning, officially designating Santa Rosa County the 24th safe community in the U.S. and the first in Florida.
What's happening this morning is a big deal. It's a really big deal. January 23rd, 2014, marks an extraordinary achievement for the people of Santa Rosa County, Florida. Because this date, now and forever, is the day in your history when you received your designation as a national safe community. You also join the Pan-Pacific Safe Community Network, which is a regional network of the 120 accredited safe communities in New Zealand, Australia, the United States, and Canada. But this is no ordinary achievement. Designation as a safe community is shared with only 23 other cities, villages, towns in the United States. You have earned this distinction by meeting rigorous standards in an application process that took almost a year and demonstrated to the residents of Santa Rosa County that their safety is paramount.
We felt like that the community needed to continue to work together for the benefit of our citizens in providing safety.
Chip Fox is the chairman of Safer Santa Rosa, an organization that grew from recovery efforts after the hurricanes of 2004 and 2005.
And I will tell you, as a lifelong member of Santa Rosa County, I really did not know until going through this experience just all that is being done in the county to provide safety for our citizens. It is amazing.
Once a municipality applies for the designation as a safe community, all aspects of that community are evaluated, including hospitals, schools, police, and emergency preparedness. Daniel Hahn is the plans chief for the Santa Rosa County Division of Emergency Management.
Paul Patrick Electric and the Sheriff's Office were the first people to contribute to this. If they had not contributed $600 each, we would have never gotten Commissioner Cole to sign the letter of intent, and this program would have never gotten off the ground. That's a business and a government organization. That is the epitome of public-private partnership, and that is what this is all about.
The day before the presentation, I spoke to Daniel Hahn, and we talked about why the county applied for the designation.
Well, we applied for it because, well, quite frankly, it was there. And if it's there and you can apply for it and take advantage of the opportunity, why not? It was a challenge, and we like challenges.
During the application process, the county's areas of strength were emphasized, earning high marks for disaster preparedness. There were also areas where it could improve.
We determined that falls, elderly falls, was one of our higher injury incidents. And so Lifeguard Ambulance started a falls program where they will reach out to people who they've transported and see if they can go in and mitigate the issues that might have caused their falls, like maybe there's cables across the floor, or there's a rug that's sliding on a floor that just needs some sticky tape or something, or a stack of books and newspapers beside a chair. And they go in and they try and mitigate those issues so that there's no repeat falls. And we're excited to do simple things like that.
During the ceremony Thursday morning, the National Safety Council's Donna Stein-Harris joked that all the people involved in the application can finally sit back and take a rest from all that hard work.
Now is the time to celebrate your achievement. Tell everyone what you have accomplished. Let all the citizens know who you are and what you are doing on their behalf. And then get back to work.
And she's not joking. The county will have to go through the process of being recertified in 5 years. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.